Proclamation number 7941 of 14th of July, 1961. Blessing of spiritual exchange. In every school of thought you will find people who strive for the pure truth. And bringing them my word signifies the fulfillment of their desire. For as soon as they are serious in their search for truth, they will also recognize it in the word which is conveyed to you from above, which proves and testifies to me myself. And I myself will guide you, my servants, so that you will meet them. I myself open the doors for you through which you can enter and offer the delicious gift of your Lord. And they will listen to you, for they will accept everything into their hearts, because their thoughts are also rightly directed through their desire for truth, because they recognize and are willing to accept. Therefore you should speak everywhere if you feel the inner urge to do so, for you hear my instructions within yourselves and I truly know which hearts open themselves to my word. I truly know where souls can still be won for me and my kingdom. But you should restrain yourselves where you inwardly feel resistance, for all efforts of love are in vain there because they are still under my adversary's control and are not willing to withdraw from this control. As long as you receive my word directly, even if it is sent to you through messengers, I speak to you humans, and then you also have the duty to inform your fellow human beings of what makes you happy yourselves and to leave it up to them whether they also want to be made happy. And depending on your suitability for vineyard work you will be brought together with people whom I also want to redeem, to whom I also want to send the truth. This is why spiritual conversations will always be blessed which result in the human being's thoughts being occupied with the world which he cannot see and grasp. And the further direction of thought will also be according to his will. According to his will he will be processed by good or evil spiritual forces, but always protected from the latter if he keeps to my word. If he is of good will, I need mediators on earth where I myself cannot yet address people. For people need my word, and you often find access to people's hearts more easily because they always feel a certain freedom to be able to defend themselves against a human statement if they don't like it, and then a change of thinking can nevertheless be achieved through speech and counter-speech. For my word does not compel acceptance as long as they regard it as a human being's statement, and yet it will not remain without effect as soon as the human being strives for truthful knowledge. However, the indifferent human being will always let my word fall on his ears, and he must remain in his lightless state until he thinks better of it. And you humans can believe that I will not pass any of you by, that I want to speak to all of you one day and that this will also happen one day. It is just that my dress will also touch you painfully at times when I have to replace my word with strokes of fate because you pay no attention to the former. Then I have to touch you harshly, but you should be able to recognize the power of a God and Creator in order to turn to me. I only require your living thoughts of me and then I will also reveal myself to you in whatever way it may be. And this is the only thing I want to achieve, that you humans in spiritual exchange let me myself be in your midst, that you truly express your thoughts. That not only your mouth utters the word, God, then I can be in your midst and address you myself through those who let me speak through them, who serve me as an instrument, that they are merely a form through which I myself speak to you. Just try to understand that I want to make contact with each one of you but that I need your free will to do so, because I don't use coercion and you have the freedom to accept or reject me and my word. Yet don't resist, and you'll truly experience the blessing which a connection with me, your God and Creator, has to result in. For every person is considered according to his will. and whoever wants to attain the truth will be supplied with it, for he will then desire me, who is the eternal truth. And if you then want me to address you myself, then you will also recognize the Father's voice. You will feel directly addressed by me, and my words will penetrate your hearts, and then you will know that you are united with me, that I myself reveal myself to you. And you can now also remain in this certainty that I always speak to you when you intimately unite with me and desire my address. Amen.